Well, Benalbo is immediately adjacent to one of our existing properties, which is Midway Station. We had previously identified the Douglas Daily as a site where we feel Indian sandalwood will grow and grow very well. We'd already carried out strict due diligence on the area, and yeah, we're very, very confident and positive about that area.
So it's much the same as Midway Station, the same soils, all that type of thing?
Correct. The Douglas Daily is typified with having high quality, good free draining soil, and yeah, that is evidenced on both Midway and Benalbo and many other properties in that area.
So TFS has entered into a conditional contract to buy the property. Tell us about that and how it's going.
Simply in towards the end of last year, we had negotiated acceptable conditions for both parties, which was exchanged. So we're now working through the due diligence processes, which we anticipate will take up to about 150 days.
Mm-hmm.
And it is only early stages yet, but everything's still tracking well.
Yeah, now, one of the conditions of the sale is obtaining a transferable water extraction licence for the property. What's that involve?
Well, simply the Indian sandalwood that we grow is grown under an irrigated regime, and obviously to have an irrigated regime we require water and water licences. So during the process we will be applying for water licences to go with the property.
And do you think you can get approval for that within 150 days?
Look, well, that's obviously subject to the standard protocols and processes that the Northern Territory Government has in place. So I think it would be remiss of myself to anticipate what the government department will eventually do. But, look, we'll keep working through the process and, yeah, just do our best endeavours to try and achieve it.
We were only talking about water licences, I think, last week. Only one approval last year out of 22 applications. You know, are you expecting delays?
Look, it's not something that that we could estimate. And I did recall listening to the interview that was carried out about it. We actually are one of the pending applications that is in process with the government. We can certainly understand the frustrations of the existing applicants, but on the same in the same context, it's very important that the government gets this right, and I think that they're using their best endeavours to firstly clear the backlog that was in place, and secondly to ensure that there's good solid science and modelling behind what they are going to approve. So yeah, it's one of those factors. It's just going to take time, and we're prepared to work with the government agencies to go through that process with them.
And finally, Malcolm, has TFS got its eyes on any more property in the NT?
Look, we believe, Matt, we've got a great product and a strong business model, and it's our view that we want to continue to expand on that. We are consistently looking for new opportunities, not only in the Northern Territory, but also Queensland and back at our home base in Western Australia. So, yeah, we will continue to assess new opportunities in all areas.
And areas outside of, for the Territory, outside of the Douglas Daily and Katherine?
At the moment, we're predominantly concentrating on Douglas Daily and Katherine because that's where our existing operational bases are. So we'll focus on those areas first. It's not out of the question that medium to long term we would look outside of those areas, but in the short term we'll concentrate on around where our operational bases exist.
All right, Malcolm Baker, thanks so much for your time on the Country Hour today. You're in Kununurra, actually. Is it looking good over there?
It's great. It's great to be back in Kununurra. There's been very good rainfall here. It's good to see the land soak up again and green up after an unusual wet season last year. It's good to see a bit of normality back here and, yeah, pleasant wet season weather in the Kimberley.